the norther is.
He worked on it, didn't he? Do you have that white stuff that'll form in the hollows?
Mist?
Yeah, mist.
Fog?
Uh-huh. I notice you pronounce that as I do, fog and not fog. And how about a long period of dry weather?
Drought.
Anything
dry
else?
Spell.
And if the wind has been very gentle and then it starts to get stronger and stronger, you'd say the wind is
rising.
Yeah.
The wind's going down, it decreases.
Now how about rain when that's been pouring and then it starts to?
Well, I think we just say stopping the rain. Stopping for that.
You know that the end of the growing season comes when you go outside one morning and see that white stuff on your garden.
The frost.
Uh-huh. Now we're just cleaning up. We've been through it.
Oh.
The it gets tedious, doesn't it, when
well,
we get back there.
I imagine it's more of so for you a whole lot than this for me, because it's kind of interesting to me to know what you're going to pop up with next.
Well, I always enjoy it. I haven't been bored with this thing yet. It's strange. I'm going to be, I know, sometime.
Well, I expect you will too, because anything that's long drawn out gets kind of tiresome, I think.
I'm just afraid I'm going to bore people with it, and in some places it loses all association with reality, and it's just words. We were talking about the fireplace, and we mentioned that the bottom part, the part that sticks out into the room,
a hearth?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's...
See, now, I got that, but I was in trouble that time. I couldn't think of it at all.
Oh, it's bound to slip away now then.
Cricket on the hearth.
Where do you put old worthless things? Where do you put junk? Or I should ask, what do you call old worthless things?
I didn't say something on the back porch. No, I put them, no. Don't even think that I throw anything away, no matter how worthless it is.
What do you call it?
Well, I guess junk is the word for it. I don't know anything better.
In parts of the country, it's called plunder.
Yeah, that's true.
If
Miss McElroy always says plunder. Miss Plunder lived, you know, last week.
Huh.
It just had old plunder in it, she said.
If the door were open, as it is into the kitchen there, and you didn't want it that way, what would you ask me to do?
Close the door.
Is the term pull the door to ever used?
Yes, I think so. Shut the door is more emphatic. It's like telling you shut your mouth is more emphatic than telling you shut or close your mouth.
And what do you say you do in the morning when you're around here, when you're sweeping and dusting and
cleaning the house and doing morning chores, household chores. Mm-hmm. What time has it been?
It's, my watch has stopped. I have 5 minutes after five. I don't have any idea what time it is.
It's been late, isn't it? It came out of a wreck jump.
Jeep?
No.
Tank?
Tank.
Oh.
And
I bet it's a dandy.
It stopped a week ago. Sunday night.
Hmm.
And I've never been able to get started. So I had a stamp book and I went in and got a little GE electric clock the other day. And it is a tiny one and hard to see. The other one had clear, good printing on it because they had to see it at night and it was luminous. And And then it was something they glance at quickly and see. Those tanks all had to be synchronized, you know. And it was a good clock, but I don't know.